supermarket's return bailout. It should have gone directly to workers asked or EPA to Tesco warehouse supermarket giant Sainsbury's, Aldi, Asda, Tesco and Morrisons are repaying £1.7 billion in business rates relief granted by the government during the pandemic. During the pandemic, pre-existing class lines have been highlighted, and frontline workers' belts have been tightened. Nowhere is this more true than in the wage pockets of retail and distribution workers. The dominant supermarket chains have yet to deliver consistent hazard pay, or a living wage. But Tesco, for example, has paid out millions in dividends to shareholders. This £1.7 billion could and should be used to keep workers who are furloughed, or have to isolate on 100% pay. But we have to fight for it. As a rep for Retail Workers Union Usdaw, working in a distribution warehouse, I have witnessed firsthand co-workers collapsing from exhaustion, heard about co-workers suffering with COVID, seen agency workers being forced to come on-site with symptoms or risk missing rent. The anti-union laws were brought in by the Tories, and kept as law by the last Labour government. They can be scrapped and buried by a consistent, and fighting approach by the unions to defend workers' rights.